This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Naming a baby, it's one of the biggest decisions a parent will ever make. It's a chance to honour, I suppose, heritage.
Yes.
Creativity.
Yes.
Or sometimes you can go completely rogue. Can't you?
Well, yes, I didn't go rogue.
No?
No. I have two sons. One's called Sam and one's called Charlie.
Oh, nice names. What happens though when a name is deemed so inappropriate, it's literally banned by law.
Gender, sexuality and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know. And if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Good afternoon, Lauren Rosewarne.
Hello, Warren. Hello, Colette.
Hello. Thank you for joining us.
Now, what's
Thank
going
you for
on?
Me.
How does a name end up being banned? What's
Yeah, so this is when you fill the form in, your beautiful bundle of joy has just arrived, and you fill the form in and you decide maybe I'm going to name him or her Osama bin Laden, right? So the hospital will, you know, fill the documents in with you, then it'll be sent in, and it's then that the government has the chance, no chance is this going in, so they will reject it. So we've got a list of 89 times where this has happened, and the list goes through all of the names that are currently banned in Australia. That doesn't mean if it's not on this list, it won't be banned. You might come up with something hugely offensive that's not on this list and try the system, and that'll be added to it.
So is it basically what you're saying is that it's words like almost swear words. You can't name your child after a swear word. I understand that. But can we stop people spelling names really badly? Because I teach drama, and a number of the kids have all got names like Taylor, but it's spelt, you know, T-A-E-L-A-H or something, and you'd think, what in the world is that when you see it on a roll and you're supposed to be marking off the roll? So can we stop them from spelling things really badly?
Colette, I'm not sure if you can have the power to get the government to change it, but at the moment, that's a free-for-all.
Okay.
The only restriction that's a sort of global restriction there, you can't add in characters. So you can't have asterisks or an ampersand in the middle of the name. They have to be letters, and they can't be. The other overarching restriction is something that is a title. So doctor, you can't use professor, and any of the military titles. They're all banned. So you can't be having officer man, for example. Not okay.
Not okay. What about lady man?
I didn't notice if lady was on. No, lady is on the list, so no. And but people name their dogs lady, fairly common, but that, again, not the government's not interested in that.
I agree with you, Colette. My dog Lucas, when I put him into doggy daycare, they say, is that Lucas with a C or a K?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Just with a C.
It's interesting because I see here on the list the word Duke, D-U-K-E, is there. And I know somebody, no names, no pack drill, who has named their son Duke.
Now, have they named it officially that, or is it that they just call him that? Because that seems to be the way around this. Is it on the paperwork, on your passport? It's not going to be Duke. It might be, I don't know, Dale, for want of a better word, but everyone calls him Duke. And that's seemingly the workaround.
Oh, I see. So that's probably what it is then. But there's a couple, like Goddess. I really would love to be called Goddess.
It's quite elaborate. I mean, again, it could be a beautiful stage name.
Yes, exactly. And you can't be Chow Tow either, which I find interesting.
Chow or Nutella.
Or Nutella.
And I was wondering, Nutella's on there. So IKEA, there's a whole bunch of brand names, which makes me think, did the family think they would get some sort of sponsorship deal when they were filling the paperwork in?
There's iMac too.
Yes. Mm. And you can't
feels call, very 1990s.
Yes. you can't use Ned Kelly either.
No, or RoboCop, which is sad because RoboCop Rosewarne sounds beautiful.
It
does. The alliteration. It's a real dream name.
And I think you should start working on that straight away.
Who banned that though, RoboCop? Is that the federal government saying, you know, we didn't want that to come up again, ever again?
Yeah, I don't think that there's a trademark RoboCop? It would have, again, been the you filled it in on the paperwork. They've decided they're not registering that name to you. Now, it could be because they think that it will be, and there's this, Robocop's not one of the offensive names, you know, a scrotum perhaps is the more offensive one. But Robocop comes on. comes under confusion, I think. Yes. And you can't have names that are confusing.
Oh, I see. And you can't call your child Saint either.
Or Devil.
Or Devil, yeah. Or Satan. Or Satan. Smelly. Even if the or child is really smelly.
Which they probably will be, at least sometimes.
Exactly.
What if the child's from overseas and, you know, culturally that name is okay? Over there.
Yeah, well, then they're not going to need to register it here. So that's the difference. So if your baby's born here, you'll have to go through our registration process because some countries have different laws. You know, there's some countries where you're not allowed to have a name that insults Allah or Islam, for example, or a name that is of certain cultural heritage. Denmark and Iceland have a list of approved names. So you have to pick one from that list as opposed to ours, which is the you can't pick from.
It's interesting too that a lot of the names, as you said at the beginning of this, you said these names have been actually submitted for name registration and that's how the list came about. So somebody actually tried to call their child Cyanide.
Or Monkey or Nazi. Yeah, and because I think if we sat down and sort of brainstorm names we'd think were offensive, we'd get more than 89 on our list. But these are the ones that these people have actually tried. and tried their hands.
Oh, it's interesting. Honour, you can't. H-O-N-O-U-R, honour. That's on the list.
Which,
as well.
Because in Australia it's a title, but honour, I feel, is. Well, actually, a lot of these names feel very American. So I think Duke, particularly, you feel that you hear a lot in the US. But yes, yeah, so here, because it's an honour, a title, no, you're not allowed to use it.
The word. Joanna Murray Smith once wrote a play about called Honour, and it's about a woman. And I've heard. Honour being used because I lived in the UK for 14 months a couple of years ago and I met two women called Honour in the UK that were women like not as old as me, no one is, but in their 60s, you know, and they were called Honour.
Yeah. Yeah, look, this is. I thought it was strange because it's one of those names I'm sure I've heard it people named that, but it also makes sense that it does come under the titles. You know, we use it for politicians, for example.
Oh, yeah, and that's silly enough, isn't it? Really?
Colette and Lauren, what about who would want to register their kid by the name of Father?
Weirdos is the answer there, Warren.
I like you, Lauren.
There's also Dickhead.
Yeah, well, that's
again,
fair.
That's just for private times when your parents have had enough with you. They can call you that, but you just don't put it on the passport.
But obviously where you got this list from is that people actually did try to get these through, like Osama bin Laden and President and Premier.
Marijuana.
Mafia. Snort. A sister. Oh, I was taught by nuns, so I understand that. Sister Mary Una and Sister Mary Claver. But that wasn't their first names, of course. This is fascinating. And how do you know all this stuff, Lauren?
Oh, that's neat. Evidently I've not had 89 babies and tried my hand at naming them things like panties or passport, but, you know.
But you know a lot of stuff. So
Lauren's very knowledgeable.
I'm sure she is. So I know Joy listeners probably know this, but I don't. What is your background?
My background is I'm an associate professor at the University of Melbourne, so I teach politics and sexuality and gender stuff.
I should have been much nicer to you in the beginning.
Treat me with the respect that Warren does normally.
Because you're really smart. Lovely.
Thank you.
To talk
that's very
you.
Kind. Lovely and you. Happy Radiothon.
Oh, thank you so much, Lauren. And thank you so much for talking to us today. And I'm going home to put names of my children into something. I'll find something on this list I can pop in, you know, and just use it as their nickname, you know?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Lauren, thank you. Thanks for chat. We'll talk to you next week.
Chat next week. Thanks, Warren.
Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne. We've got.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.